Do you know anything else about your family history?
Hardly enough to go into. I do have some old letters that were written from back there to my grandfather. They were kept in an old shoebox. One of my aunts kept them. And I finally got possession of them. I don't believe I have them here now. I think they're down at my daughter's in Baton Rouge. And they did write back and forth, mm-hmm. and the letters were beautifully written. Somebody with education wrote them.
I love that handwriting, that uh-huh. old. But you wouldn't know where, say what country you said your grandmother, one of your grandmothers was from Virginia. Would you know if that was one of the older families in Virginia that moved down, or whether they came from England or?
I don't know that much about it. Her maiden name was Owens. Mm-hmm. And we have known which town she came from, but I don't recall it right off. Mm-hmm. I do have letters and things that would tell, but mm-hmm. I'd have to go look them up.
Tell me some about your husband.
This is his old home place, and his father's was right across the road here, and we own mm-hmm. both of them now. And he was born right here in this vicinity, not in this house, mm-hmm. because he built this house the spring before we married. Mm-hmm. That was in 1915, and he mm-hmm. built this house. And he sold enough cows to get the money to build it.
Is he still living? Or?
No, he's been dead 20 years.
How old was he? When?
He died when he was 67 of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And it was the first he'd ever had that I knew of. While he may have had, he wasn't entirely well. And the day before he died, he had come in and said he just felt so bad, he just felt terrible. And my mother was here with me, and she was real old, and I couldn't leave her. And so I said to my son, you take your father into town to the doctor and see what he says. And they came back in about 2 hours or 3 hours, and feeling much better, and he had some medicine the doctor had given him, and it was for his throat, he said. And mm-hmm. I tried to get my son off to one side to ask him if the doctor had told him anything special. He said no, he just hadn't said a thing to him. And then the next night, after we'd all gone to bed and I had gone to sleep, he called to me and he said, I'm about choked to death. I said, well, have you taken your medicine? Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't swallow it. I said, oh, yes, you can. And I got up and gave him some water. And I thought he had swallowed it, but he mm-hmm. just complained of feeling so bad. And I had a nurse here with my mother. Mm-hmm. She wasn't an RN, but she was a practical nurse. And she was up and came. She said, somebody ought to take him to the doctor. And I said, well, I can do it. So I threw on a house coat and put on my bedroom slippers and backed the car up to the gate. We had a gate out here then. And I said to her, now you bring him on out, which she did. And she got in with me. And so I drove on into town as fast as I could. But he was dead when we got there. Mm-hmm. It's been 20 years, nearly now.
Did he go to the same church you went
to? Oh, yes. He was Methodist, too. His people were all staunch Methodists. We had a little church right across the hill over here that still